Environmentalists are calling on Federal Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg to protect New South Wales' alpine environments from feral horses as a bill protecting the horses passed on Wednesday night. The call from the Australian Conservation Foundation comes after a letter was published by the Australian Academy of Science urging the New South Wales Parliament to reconsider the bill that will give the horses heritage status. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the legislation strikes the right balance between the environment and protection of an iconic species. But Professor of Terrestrial Ecology at Deakin University, Don Driscoll, is not convinced.
It's not a balance at all. In New South Wales now, only 10% of the land is in protected areas like national parks. To say that we now have to compromise one of the premier national parks in New South Wales to maintain populations of feral horses is in no way a balanced outcome.
Professor Driscoll was one of 14 scientific authorities listed on the urgent letter sent by the Australian Academy of Science to Premier Gladys Berejiklian on June the 1st. The Academy expressed concern the law overrides environmental protections for Kosciuszko National Park and shows a lack of regard for scientific authority. Specifically, they are concerned the law will do nothing to stop the damage done by horses to waterways.
In a study that was presented in the review of the 2008 Kosciuszko Horse Management Plan, 76% of stream banks were degraded in areas with horses, but only 11% were degraded in areas without horses. So horses are by far and away the biggest cause of damage in the alpine areas.
Species said to be under threat by the damage caused by feral horses include the critically endangered corroboree frog and the alpine she-oak skink. Scientists also have grave concerns for the future of the stocky Galaxias fish, whose habitat is being clouded over by sediment from the horses. Policy analyst for the Australian Conservation Foundation, James Trezise, says the situation presents the federal government with a range of reasons to intervene.
The Kosciuszko National Park is a part of the Australian Alps National Heritage Place, which is a national heritage place for the very reason that it is afforded national protection. So, you know, there's a range of different, I guess, triggers or levers on which the federal government can use to make sure that the values of Kosciuszko National Park are protected.
The New South Wales government says the horses have heritage value and the law seeks to protect that while maintaining other environmental values in Kosciuszko National Park. But Professor Driscoll says there is little reason to believe the horses in the park have much claim to history.
The heritage card has been played a lot in arguments around having these horses in Kosciuszko National Park. And in fact, it's been substantially overplayed. So there are claims that these horses are somehow related to the major war effort. Now, of course, in World War One, a lot of horses did go overseas, but these were whaler horses and they were mostly bred on farms. There's actually no definitive evidence that any of the feral horses were taken out of the wild and sent off to the war from the Kosciuszko region. So that's massively overstated.
Mr. Trezise says it's important not to view the horses through a romantic lens.
I think there is a level of romanticism out of the Banjo Patterson era, but it's very misplaced in terms of what the damage that feral horses currently do in Kosciuszko National Park. It's more than 6,000 of them. There's less than 100 corroboree frogs, right? So the horses, they've been there for 100, 200 years and poorly managed. Those corroboree frogs, they've evolved there over millions of years. And so to make an argument that we should be choosing feral horses over a species that if it goes extinct is a species that'll be lost to evolution, to history, to science, to the general public as well, I think is an easy question for me to answer.
Ironically, protecting the horses in large numbers could actually lead to serious harm when food stocks dry up.
There's an enormous trade-off by not going ahead with some proper horse management. So that includes things like the horses suffering and dying themselves during droughts and or after fires or from eating poisonous plants or from getting stuck above the tree line and starving to death.
One of the prime movers behind the legislation is the Snowy Mountains Users Group, who rural newspaper The Land reports commissioned lawyers to write draft legislation to give the feral horses heritage value. Their president, Peter Cochran, is a former Nationals member for Monaro, who now runs horse treks through the park under the company Cochran Horse Treks. While no allegation of improper conduct has been made, James Trezise says the law benefits those who have an interest in the horses remaining.
Certainly this law benefits vested interests, without a shadow of a doubt. This law has been lobbied for by a small group of people advocating for this outcome. There is also a broader part of this law which puts a national park and the management decisions of that park on a small group of vested interests. That's something that we haven't seen before in Australia.
Because the law arguably allows environmental damage to occur in the national park, it raises the question of whether it's inconsistent with the Federal Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act.
There are matters of national environmental significance in the Kosciuszko National Park, and the horses will literally be trampling over the top of them. So it's an important question to explore from here on.
The federal government cannot turn a blind eye to this, and it also makes a strong case for national protections for our national parks and making sure that we have stronger environment laws that will stop this situation happening again.
Policy analyst for the Australian Conservation Foundation, James Trezise, ending that story.